أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة. هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن. صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All the brothers. So alhamdulillah, Allah has given us another Friday to gather at one place and perform Salatul Jumu'ah. And while we are doing that, we gather and we do some reminders. We take some reminder from Quran, which we can incorporate, which we can implement, apply in our daily lives. And whenever I get an opportunity, I try to pick some topic and then I gather some verses from the Quran, some ahadith. I do some research and gather to you and I share with you. So whenever I do that, everything definitely first apply to me. I need to adopt, I need to apply, I need to implement, I need to follow, I need to practice. Then it's a reminder for all the people who are gathered here. Sometimes I feel like what I'm sharing with you, I'm not currently doing it. But my intention, when I do that whole week before, you know, coming and say about it, I try to follow that. Because every, you know, we have imperfection and we are not perfect. Definitely we have, everyone had shortcomings. So the idea is definitely it's the first reminder for me and then for all of you. So I just want to make this one note, because the topics are very, you know, sensitive and very social topics, which are applicable in our daily life all the time. And what we are talking about in last 3 months, for my two last khutbas, family management. You know what we are talking about? Family management. The family management is something, you know, where we live in a family, we live in a society, and we need to apply all these things all the time. So everyone has some shortcomings. Nobody is perfect. So may Allah forgive our shortcomings in that, and may Allah make us able to follow the best, you know, teachings of Quran and Sunnah and apply in our lives. So we have covered duties and responsibilities of children for their parents. And then last month, I covered the duties and responsibilities of parents for their children. First, children's responsibility for their parents, like a parent's rights. And then we talk about children's rights. So today's topic, you can guess, today's topic is duties and responsibilities of husband and wife. So that's why I took time to make a case, because definitely nobody is perfect in these things. But we will try, inshallah, what we share here, we will try to follow up on and improve our social life, family life, and marital life. So today's topic is duties and responsibilities of husband and wife. So what we will see here, inshallah. So we have a book which is written by Sheikh Ashad Madani, and he was here last year, and he gave lectures on family management and how we can improve our lives when we follow these. So what he did all the research and create a checklist. So the idea of checklist, it is so appealing to me, because we always do, you know, in our job, we create a checklist for things. We do this, we create a checklist. So why not we have a checklist for ourselves, for our daily lives? Okay, are we doing this? Are we doing that? Are we doing that? So we will just quickly see that checklist, and then we need to follow up on the details will be available in the handout as well. So husband and wife are two definitely main pillars of one family. And when we want to have that family, a happy, strong family, then we need to give each other rights. And when we do that, we will produce, and our children will adopt, and our children will become obedient to us. And then we will see a beautiful family, and then in turn we will get beautiful society, and we will have every, you know, a beautiful socialism in surrounding us. So the key part is our family, and the main pillars of our family is husband and wife. So we will see those rights and duties of husband towards wife, duties of wife towards husband, and then we will see how we can apply in our life. So that's actually the idea today. Allah says in Quran, and women shall have rights similar to the rights against them and according to what is equitable, but men have a degree of advantage over them, and Allah is exalted in power and wise. So this ayah is from Surah Nisa, is talking about everybody, the way husband have their rights, women have their rights. The husband has more responsibility, so he has been given more roles in the family and some more responsibilities. So we will see, inshallah. The first thing, which the duties of husband. First, we are checking duties of husband. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Certainly, your wife has rights upon you." So that's the first hadith. So the first rights when we become into marital life, the first right is pay. There are some financial rights and there are some social rights. So the financial rights are, they pay. We need to pay the mehr, the first right of the wife. So whenever, so in Quran is mentioned, in Surah Nisa is mentioned, and give to the woman whom you marry their mehr with a good heart. So let's, whatever, you know, marriage contract you have, that mehr need to be paid to the wife, because that's actually the contract. So you need to pay. So, and with the open heart, with a good heart, don't feel like you are giving too much money, whatever mehr is. So there are certain fiqh and conditions on that. So we are not talking about that. We are talking about what is the first right when we come into the marriage contract. Husband need to pay the mehr. So that's actually, so there are different types of mehr, but we are not talking about that. So the first thing is this, and then the second right, the spending and fulfill the needs of wife. So what does it mean? You know, daily life, this is the responsibility of husband to provide provision and accommodation and fulfill the needs of wife. So that's actually the second right. So some rights are financial. So what is second right is also financial. So husband need to take care of wife's needs, whatever needs she has. So Quran says in Surah Baqarah, but the father of the child bear the cost of the mother's food and clothing on a reasonable basis. This is Quran. So Allah is setting rules and giving responsibilities to husbands. So what is Quran says is father responsibility to fulfill. So this is actually second very important, you know, rights. And you can see it happens. It's very natural. Sometimes it's, you know, you see both husband and wife are working. That's okay. It's actually the requirement of they have their needs. But in what Allah says is father's responsibility to give the provision to the family and wife and mother of children. And then let the rich man spend according to his means, and the man whose resources are restricted, let him spend according to what Allah has given him. So Allah has not you know, said you need to fulfill all the needs based on your, you know, capacity, what you have. So this is very beautiful. Ayah, and in Tirmidhi, Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi says, their rights over you are that you should feed and clothe them well. So these are the rights of husband, which husband need to fulfill, husband need to give. So these two are financial right. Now the third one, treat with kindness, forgiveness and respect. So this is the third one. Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, be kind to women. Bukhari and Muslim, be kind to women. The husband must have a good attitude towards his wife and be kind to her and offer her everything that may soften her heart towards him. Because Allah says, and live with them honorably. Live with them honorably. In Surah Nisa, Allah says, live with them honorably. So with respect. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no believer should ever bear a grudge against his wife because of an imperfection of hers. For if she has an imperfection, she has some lovable virtues also which please him. So this is this. So what is this topic? Like, treat with kindness, treat with respect, and treat with forgiveness. So these are the rights of wife and husband duties. So these, and you know, the ayah which we say, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahum, it covers, you need to covers their mistakes and their shortcomings the way our garments covers us. So our garments, you know, covers our defects under the garments, and then imperfections. So similarly, the way Allah says, the libas, the analogy of libas is, husband and wife need to cover their shortcomings and small mistakes the way garments cover the things. The fourth one, protector of wife. So that's very important. You know, I in the beginning I said it's very sensitive topic as well, and it's very social topic. We need to apply, and we all need to follow. First, I need to follow upon these things which I am saying. So ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa, that ayah requires whole like hours and hours to understand, and all big you know, tafsir you need to read. But the best translation and the best interpretation which I found is, men are protectors and maintainers of wife, women. The first Allah says ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa means men are protector and maintainer of women, and then after Allah talk about wives, like marital life. Generally, men are protector and maintainers of women. So look at this. You know, one man, he has so much responsibilities. He is his protector of his sister, mother's wife, and all the relationship. Man has so much responsibility, which Allah gave from this ayah. And then there are so much detail required. But generally, men have more responsibilities over women because they provide sustenance, they provide provisions. So they have more responsibilities over their wives. So that's actually the fourth one. The fifth one. So nowadays, you know, we need to give time. The best thing which we can give to our family nowadays is time. You know, everybody is so busy. So the fifth one is, we need to give time to our family, especially our wife. Sometime we need to spare some time and sit and have, you know, enjoy your cup of coffee, cup of tea. So these are the things which we are today. The topic is duties and responsibilities of husband and wife. So we are covering duties of husband, and then we will see shortly duties of wife. So that's and we are not talking in too much detail. We are just going through a checklist. This is a checklist, and checklist idea is amazing. You can just have a checklist and okay, I am doing that. So that is what we are covering. The details you can find in so many tafsir and some lectures. I have heard many lectures before I come here to talk about. And I definitely, it helps me to improve my own life as well. Because as I said, nobody is perfect. We need to adopt all these things and apply in our life. So the time and cooperate. You know, sometimes we are so worried about our own personal development, but we need to help our wives and cooperate with their goals. If they have something like they want to have some religious classes, some Quran classes, some tafsir, so we need to cooperate with them, help them, assist them. You know, whatever, sometime I do so much, you know, Quranic Arabic and so much projects, I definitely get that cooperation from my wife and my family. So similarly, we need to give it back to the wife as well. So these are the few things which we talk about duties of husband. Now we will talk about duties of wife. So the be grateful to husband, the first right. You know, Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has a hadith. Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that to protect yourself from hellfire, you need to become grateful to your husband. So this is the hadith from Bukhari. So that's the first thing. The wife need to be grateful to their husband, because whatever they do, everybody has imperfection and shortcomings. So the wife need to be grateful. The first thing, protect husband's wealth and honor. So that's actually hadith which Hazrat says, a woman is the guardian of her husband's house and he's responsible for it. And she is guardian of a husband's house. So she should not do anything which dislike husband. So this is the idea, that protect husband's wealth and honor and respect as well. So there are so many hadiths which I'm cutting it short to achieve on time, inshallah. So obey to husband. So that's the second one, is because so much responsibilities are upon husband's shoulder. So as a written, Allah says, the good wives are actually obedient to their husbands. So that's actually the third one. And the fourth one is keep husband happy. Hazrat Sallam says, the best of women is the one when her husband looks at her, he feels happy. So this is hadith. So women need to do all the efforts to keep their husband happy. So look at this. We are not talking about one side. We are talking about both sides. First we talk about duties of husband, and then we talk about duties of wife. So both need to work together, cooperate with each other. So, and then we will have a happy, strong family. That's the idea. So there's one organization which is actually very active in GTA nowadays. It's called Happy Strong Family. You can go to website. They are working so hard for parenting, for family management. You know, we study everything. We study all the subjects, but we don't study family management subject. It's a subject like financial management, like, you know, accounting management. Everything is required, like IT, software management. So now we need to understand why we are missing this big topic, family management. So this is actually, and our guideline, our manual is Quran and Sunnah. So that's actually the idea we were covering. There are a few tips, prophetic guidelines to deal with challenges in the life. So the first foremost, like, destroy the ego. We need to destroy the ego. Ego is the destruction of the marital relationship. If we have that ego, we need to destroy that. And, you know, we need to ignore small mistakes. We need to be mutual gratefulness. Women don't need to be grateful to husband. Husband need to be grateful to women as well, and wives. So this is the topic. So it's a very deep topic. I just created this checklist. You can have a handout over there as well. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what I said, make me able to follow up on that, and make everybody who is listening a reminder for better, you know, marital life, inshallah. So may Allah accept our duas. Wa akhiru da'ana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.